it doesn't take much, does it, for us human beings to hold a celebration. We celebrate a ball going through a metal hoop, or someone stepping on a rubber pentagon. We celebrate the passing of time, the end of a school year, getting a job, making it to Friday, or just making it to the end of the day. But our Easter celebrations are different. They are not about athletic or academic events or talents. They're not about our health or the miracles of medicine. On Easter, we were not celebrating God's work in our personal lives. Even though it was God's work, and it does affect our lives, but it is God's work in the life of Jesus of Nazareth that causes our perpetual Easter joy. That's one of the reasons that the early church chose to meet on Sunday, the day of the resurrection. We read from Luke 24, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus." Imagine coming upon a serious automobile accident out on the freeway and realizing that you just missed being part of it by about 30 seconds. Suddenly it becomes very obvious that the hand of God was at work protecting us, for we were powerless to do it. But nowhere is it more apparent that the victory is the Lord's than the victory over death and hell. As the psalm says, "This is the day the Lord has made." He got no help from the human race. It's been 10 days now since Easter, but those women, early visitors on Easter morning, must have talked about it for the rest of their lives. In the deep twilight of the earliest dawn they came, some of his most ardent supporters. They loved Jesus deeply, and in the depth of their grief, they had prepared aromatic spices for his dead body, spices that would be useless that day. As the sky began to lighten, they made their way to the tomb near Golgotha, and already a long way off, they saw the now useless stone rolled away from the tomb. They had come to visit a body that was not there, a futile mission. They were at a loss to figure it all out. Their mental powers would not contribute to the glory of that day either. Even the angels in the tomb seemed useless at first. They had been sent to an already empty tomb to roll away the stone and stand guard over what? He was already gone. But the angels did not ask why they had been sent there. What they asked is, "Why are you here? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee." Think of it. The angels had been listening when Jesus told his disciples how the Son of Man would redeem lost mankind. The angels love to look into such things. And now he has done exactly what he had said, without your help or mine. Easter was the day the Lord had made, and he makes everything special. The angels reminded the women of Jesus' words, and that was the most useful thing that they could that could have occurred that day. The spices were useless. The stone, the reason for their journey, the tomb, the grave clothes, all were useless for their original purpose. The women's own reasoning ability was useless to fathom it all. But Jesus' words, they answered fear and anxiety and perplexity and awe. Jesus had said that he would lay down his life for the sheep, that he would take it up again, that he would give his life as a ransom for all. Luke reports that after the angel spoke to the women, then they remembered his words. By remembering his words, not just the day, but also the truth dawned on them. He, the innocent one, had suffered the punishment for the sins of all. The priceless life of the Son of God has been put in the balance with that of the whole human race. And there was life left over. All our sins, then, have been answered. Our debt has been paid. Now everything about that day becomes special. The spices and the love that prepared them, these did not bring him back from the dead. But they brought the women to the tomb where they could see that something had happened. Their errand was not needed in itself, but it brought the women to God's messengers and finally to a remembrance of Jesus' words. How precious now those unused spices, and how precious all those things, those people, those events in our lives which God has used to bring us to the empty tomb, to bring us to a remembrance of his word. Now even the perplexity and skepticism of Jesus' followers become special witnesses to the fact that the day was not dreamed up by them. This is the day the Lord has made. He makes everything special. Hymn 207, stanza 6, last stanza of 207.